There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Coming up, the latest in the Silk Road case. Daryl's got an update. We haven't heard one in a while, so we'll tell you what's going on there with Ross Ulbricht, the man who was allegedly behind the Silk Road. He'd been found guilty in a trial earlier this year in federal court in Manhattan, expected to be sentenced in a couple of weeks. But you've got news, Daryl. We'll share that coming up here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And Danica, you... And we can keep talking about Baltimore, but I think we've covered the most important news.
The most up-to-date stuff, yeah.
Right, the latest from Baltimore being that the cops have been charged. The police involved with Freddie Gray's arrest have been charged, in some cases, with murder. A variety of charges are being brought by the state's attorney. So that's the latest that's happening there. But there's other interesting Baltimore-related news, like the fact that they're imposing bonds of $500,000 on some of the people who were arrested, that they've been holding people illegally or not. Well, I guess it's not illegal when they break their own rules, but they're breaking their own rules, essentially suspending the right of habeas corpus, which limits detention without charges to 24 hours. They've waived that, so they're detaining people a lot longer without charge than they are, well, had previously done. So there's a lot going on we can talk about there, but let's change gears, Danica, and talk about a story that you have from the BBC, is it?
Well, the original story is from BBC, and there is this podcast called Tech Dirt. Have you heard of it?
I didn't know they had a podcast. I knew Tech Dirt was a website.
It's a website. They do have a podcast.
Okay.
They wrote this article, and it references both BBC as well as The Guardian and a couple of different segments on here.
Okay.
And
this is about Minecraft?
About Minecraft.
Very popular game.
Do you know very much about Minecraft, Ian?
I've never seen any gameplay, I don't think. So,
okay.
No. I just sort of know that there's a big blocky character in it and that the game is fairly, like, low graphics quality.
8-bit.
Right. Oh, no, it's not 8-bit, but it just
it
might have that look to it, right? Like, it's 3D,
isn't it? 3D. It's got...
There's no 3D 8-bit games.
The basic graphics, like the...
Simple, it's very simple.
The most simple ones...
Pixelated,
are
perhaps?
Very pixelated, yeah. But one of the beautiful things with Minecraft is that you can download texture packs and make it look as sharp or as detailed or as simple as you like it. And that's one of the coolest things about this game is that
it's customizable.
Very customizable. Now, for those that don't know what Minecraft
is essentially
think of like the 3D computer version of Legos. You do have a blocky character and you create things using materials that you have made in the game.
You mine things in the game and then you make things with what you've mined?
Correct. So it's not... Now that it's been playing for a few years, it's a lot more user-friendly because there's all these guides about it. But when it was first starting out there, it was a lot of kind of figuring it out on your own.
Well, now, wasn't this an independent kind of game? Like, it wasn't created by a major game company?
Right. It was created by, I want to say, a team of less than 10 people that initially created it. Now, one of the things...
And it blew up. It's huge, right?
It's huge. And now I believe Microsoft purchased it.
Really?
Yeah, they've actually completed the purchasing.
Oh, there that goes.
It's not... I haven't really noticed anything different with it, but, you know, now Microsoft is behind it. But one of the things that you have to do in Minecraft is that you have to figure out the basic stuff first is that how you have to make a shelter. You have to create weapons and tools. For example, you can find pieces of charcoal and a piece of stick. You put them together, and that makes a torch so that it lights up dark places.
So why do you need a weapon? Are there bad guys?
There are monsters in there, such as like zombies, spiders, and there's these creatures called creepers that they'll sneak up behind you, make it, and then blow up. And if you're a low-level player, you'll almost instantaneously die.
What happens when you die?
You just respawn, and you
can
come back.
Do you lose stuff? Do you, like, lose some
You'll
of your...
lose levels if you have levels built up, but you can come back, and you can get usually the majority of your stuff, unless your stuff happens to fall in lava.
Okay, so let me see if I'm following this. So you mine things from the land, and then you build things with those resources.
Correct.
There are bad guys who can hurt you.
Correct.
If you die at the hands of one of the bad guys, then you come back with fewer things?
There's also spiders.
There are also spiders and skeletons. You have to go back and get your things. You're not coming back to your things.
You come back empty, and then you can go back to the place where you died to kind of collect your stuff.
Yes.
But could someone else come along and collect that stuff before you do?
If you're playing with other people, they can. And
isn't the idea? Or
well, hopefully you're playing with friends that will pick up your stuff and say, oh, hey, here's your diamond sword. Here's your diamond pickaxe. Uh-huh. Here you go. I picked this up for you. Hopefully you're
I picked this up for you. I'll sell it to you for $27.
Are there griefers in the game? And the griefers like a
if you're on a public server, there can be griefers. If you're playing with your friends, hopefully your friends are nice to you and don't do that stuff.
But so a griefer would be somebody who's just trying to, like, screw around, right? Like, trying to mess with you.
One time, I was playing on a public server. It was a public server, but only had, like, 20 people on there. It was some friends.
What's the maximum?
It can be hundreds.
Really?
This particular server was only about 20 people.
Okay.
The admin was playing around with some settings, and he accidentally turned on PvP, which is player versus player, which means that you can attack and kill your fellow players.
Oh, no.
It had previously been turned off. And this girl, who I did not get along with very well at all, she was not a very nice person.
You girls.
She hit me, and then her dog started attacking me and killed me, and I lost all my stuff, and I was a really high-level player. And my other friend that was with me
did she jack your stuff?
She did not. My friend that was with me got the stuff before that happened. Okay. She was laughing about it, but she's being a total moron about it. And so my friend got revenge and flooded her entire house.
Whoa. Now, how do you do that? It was like, do you pickaxe at a river or something?
Brought in a bunch of water in a bucket and flooded her house.
Oh, wow. It's a big old bucket.
Yeah. So you can tell by this game that it's extremely customizable. You can make it player versus player. You can set it so that you play by yourself. You can play with friends. You can play on a public server. You can even set how difficult you want the server. So if you want there to be monsters, but the monsters actually don't come and attack you, they can just be there as NPCs and just wander around. They're not any
NPC?
Threat to you.
Non-player controlled.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So it's extremely customizable, and it's perfect for virtually any type of player that you want. You basically can create it however you want. And when you get into more detailed aspects of the game, you can actually make wires, and you can make moving trains, you can make underwater surfaces. If you YouTube videos and say Minecraft, Lord of the Rings, you'll find videos where people have spent years recreating worlds. People have recreated Star Trek ships. People have recreated Rainbow
this
Road.
This is why Minecraft is bad, is because it encourages people to infringe on intellectual property.
It also encourages you to use your brain. How bad is that?
Hmm. So, I mean, it sounds like a little bit like Second Life to me. Now,
again,
I've never played Minecraft, so I can't make a direct comparison. I did play Second Life for a little bit years ago. This Second Life's an old game now.
Yeah,
it's like
really
a decade old. But I think some people still play Second Life. Anyway, the idea behind Second Life is you can go into this sort of open world and you can build things in there. I don't know if you have to, like, mine in Second Life. I don't think you have to do that. But somehow you acquire resources in Second Life and you can make structures and, you know, build, like, at one point some listeners of Free Talk Live built, like, a Free Talk Live listening area.
Oh, wow.
Like a hangout bar or whatever. And there was, like, Free Talk Live branded merchandise in the game that they were, you know, putting up for sale and things like that. So it was a very customizable sort of social experience.
Yeah.
So once you're done building things in Minecraft, you just go out and build more? Or do people sort of hang out and socialize?
You can build as much as you want. There also is
there chat, like an in-game chat?
Yeah, you can in-game chat. There's also in-game content. There's a video. I'll have to find it and see if I can post it, where me and a couple of other friends go and we fight the Ender Dragon, which is one of the most powerful enemies in the game. You go and
bosses?
There's bosses there, and you can go into the Nether, and you can fight other ghosts, you can fight zombie pigs, you can die in lava.
Is there a goal?
The goal is, well,
just to build.
There's a ton of different goals. It just depends on what you're looking for. Like, yes, you can build to your heart's content, but you can go and explore, you can create new worlds, you can go fight the Ender Dragon, you can go fight different kinds of bosses. So there's different kinds of goals that you're wanting to go to. There is one kind of end game, which I was mentioning, the Ender Dragon, which is so far the, you know, the end part of the game. Other than that, it's just a bunch of creative juices.
This is a blood-free game, right? Like, it's even though you're killing beasts, it's not gory, right?
No, there's explosions, but no.
Yeah, there's red flashes of blood when spiders die. Do you play it? I've never played it. I watched a video.
Right. They're red when you hit them, but there's not, like, any blood splatters or anything from what I remember.
So relatively low. I mean, compared to Mortal Kombat, this is, like, kids play.
Oh, yeah. This is like Mario.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. By the way, the new Mortal Kombat looks absolutely awful. So gory. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Share your thoughts here about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Daryl will be giving us an update on the Silk Road case with Ross Ulbricht facing sentencing here supposedly in a couple weeks, but there's news about that, and Daryl will share that with us here at 855-453 is our toll-free number. You can join us online and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you on the site all for free, but if you want to help support Free Talk Live and support what we're doing here, then you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can buy stuff through Amazon there. You link into Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. So get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time by starting your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to talk more about this Minecraft here, because there's somebody in the UK who has written an article or somehow spoken out. TechDirt is reporting on this. It's not TechDirt that's claiming this. They're just reporting on
it. They're reporting on the BBC, yes.
That where someone is saying Minecraft, which seems to be one of the more wholesome, kind of, you know, safe video games from all that I've seen and heard about Minecraft, which is why I'm not particularly interested in it. But, you know, it seems very wholesome. Lots of young children are into this game.
Yeah, Kat Bleich would tell you that all the unschooling conferences they go to, they take the kids to a separate room, and there's all
they
the
all play Minecraft together?
And they all play Minecraft together.
Yeah, so I think it sounds like a really good game for young kids, and, you know, you're building things.
Oh, thanks for calling me young.
I'm not saying that. I mean, obviously some adults are into this game, too. It was made by adults, right?
So, yes.
anyway, there's somebody who thinks this is bad for kids, and I still want to find out why. But first, you can bring up anything. We've got Straight Razor on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Straight Razor.
Good evening. So I was calling in.
Whoa. Can you just back off your phone just a little bit there? I appreciate that.
Absolutely. No problem.
Thank you.
Better?
Sounds great. Yeah. Go ahead.
So I was calling in about the whole Baltimore situation, and I know that the problem here is that I don't know why where police officers are denying technology so much, because technology could have saved from this situation or at least given us a clear picture of what happened here. I know that in my car, whenever I'm driving around, at all times there is a readout about how much throttle I'm using, how many G's the car is experiencing, whether I'm using my turn signals, the whole thing. So at any time, the department can go back and see exactly how my vehicle was behaving and what I was doing at
wow.
the time in question.
And you are a law enforcement officer in Texas.
That's correct.
So is this is this uncommon among police departments having this kind of logging?
Well, that's another problem, is that you see a lot of inconsistencies depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So some places have, you know, these armored vehicles, you know, basically assault vehicles, but don't have any cameras. You know, that's kind of like buying the house before you have a job, you know.
Yeah.
So that's another issue. There's so many issues within this topic that it's kind of hard to figure out where to start. But I think one of the best things to improve, you know, are these situations would be having the technology there and getting the guys out who are, you know, protesting it, which is generally going to be your older officers or the guys that say, oh, well, just trust me because I'm wearing this uniform. And that's ridiculous. So
now,
like I said,
let me ask this question. The device that shows the speed and the direction and everything else, can that be tampered with?
So generally that's all encompassed either in the dash cam or in the computer in the squad car.
Okay, so and dash cams we know can be tampered with, because there's a lot of cases where they malfunction for 30 seconds while somebody's being shot in the head in the back seat of the car, and they claim that the guy shot himself even though he was handcuffed with his hands behind his back, and the police reported that they found no weapons.
I agree, you know, but this is reading so many different functions in the vehicle that, you know, I feel like you would have to be pretty technologically inclined apart from pulling the plug on the system itself, you know, disconnecting it or taking the computer out of the car.
Yeah, the average cop is not technically inclined.
Right, but no. The average cop knows that the little plug going into the side of the camera turns it off if you unplug it. Like, you don't have to be technically advanced to know if you unplug something that it turns off.
And my thing with that is if an incident happens and you just say, oh, well, it just malfunctioned, you know, a minute before the incident and then started working 5 minutes after the incident, that's pretty suspicious. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those things need to be taken into account as far as the justice process goes. And, you know, the protections that officers are providing for other officers really need to go away. You know, it's insane to think that just because you're employed by a certain department that you're somehow, you know, holier than someone else.
Well, so, I have to say, you know, you're always very refreshing, Straight Razor, in what you have to say, but it's certainly not uncommon at all for this thin blue line mentality, for the, you know, us against them viewpoint to be coming from the police, right? Like, you're not unfamiliar with that from your colleagues, right? The brotherhood?
I have had, my career has been greatly detrimented from speaking up in all aspects. I've moved jobs often, and I have even had to move into, you know, private security at times because I can't sit back and let it occur. I just can't let it go. So,
wow, a cop with a real moral code.
Well,
have you ever had the opportunity to turn in one of the bad cops in your department? And if so, what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we had an officer that was meeting up with some female partners on the job, and we had just gotten in new dash cam equipment, and for that particular system, the hard drives were located in the vehicle. One day, they came in and said, oh, well, the hard drives are broken. So we went in and removed the hard drives, which had obviously already been removed and smashed to bits.
Whoa.
One night, me and my partner, who we still work together, and both of us have had quite a few run-ins with this thin blue line, we pulled up on this officer who was in the act with a female friend and caught him on our dash camera, and he ended up getting fired after trying to rip the hard drives from our car.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, things can get, and that's a really tense situation because you've got three people who all have guns, you know, in a dispute, and things get rather awkward when one officer confronts another.
I bet it does.
Oh, I'm sure.
What else did you want to share tonight, Straight Razor? Anything else?
Like I said, the technology, for the way things are working today, technology is one of the quickest routes to solving many of these disputes, and it needs to be used.
I totally agree there. Thank you, Straight Razor. I appreciate it, which is one of the reasons I support the officers having body cameras. I know some in the Liberty Movement are opposed to this. I think it's a good idea, but I don't think that people should get complacent about it. Just because the cops have cameras doesn't mean that you should rest on your laurels and think that you shouldn't also take that responsibility. You've also got to be responsible for recording a scene with the police. Don't leave it up to them, because they will disappoint you. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Is Minecraft a danger to children? Apparently somebody in the UK is saying that it is. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, and ExpressCoin, is that a danger to children? I say no, because they can give you some Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin for next to zero cost. I mean, they're very, very affordable rates over there to change your dollars.
Well, you still have to pay for the coins.
Right, that's true. Next to zero cost, meaning on top of the cost of the coins, because there's a transfer fee usually involved in transferring one, form of money into another form of money. But not if you use coupon code FTL and order less than $40 worth of cryptocurrency. Then there's no transfer fee at all. Yeah, I wasn't intending to imply that you would get Bitcoins for free from ExpressCoin. That business model wouldn't last for very long.
No, it would not.
but it is fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Do it from the U.S. or Canada by going to ExpressCoin.com. You can also do it from your smartphone via their app, which you can download at ExpressCoin.com. And again, up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency can be yours for no fee whatsoever if you use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. So if you need some Bitcoin or Litecoin, Dogecoin, go to ExpressCoin.com. Now, I'm curious, Danica, you spend a lot of time playing Minecraft. Do they have an electronic currency in Minecraft? Do you buy things in the game?
You can. It's, how do I describe it? You can create villagers or find villagers if you want. And these villagers in the game will offer to trade you certain things for other certain things. Like some villagers will trade 3 emeralds for some leather. And it can be just, it's randomly created by the game itself. So
there's barter in the game, but there's no currency.
Not really, no. You make your own currency by mining things. I mean, you can mine, say, precious metals like gold and diamond, but that's not really used as currency. You're using that to make armor, you're using that to make weapons. But there is barter between the in-game villagers.
Got it. So you were telling us a lot about Minecraft and what it is. It's basically a game where you are mining resources, then using those resources to build things.
Yes.
You can fight with the baddies on some of the servers. Some of the servers will allow you to fight with the other players. It just depends on the rules of the servers. Some of them are very large. Some of them are private. Some of them are single player, where you're just kind of mining by yourself. And you have been, how long? How many years have you been playing this game?
Let's see. I initially started playing it in 2010 and purchased my own copy in 2011, so it's, you know, been about 4 years now.
Hold on, this thing's been out for like 5 years?
Yeah.
I just heard about it like a year and a half ago.
Well, I can't help you there.
You're not a gamer, are you?
No.
Well, that would explain it. So, all right. So, Danica, why is this such a bad thing? Why are, is somebody over in the UK, and who is it? Is it some bureaucrat? I said it was a bureaucrat earlier, but honestly, I don't know. Is it just some busybody? Who is the person who is on the attack against Minecraft?
Sure. The original article from BBC, is it just says that it was published on the BBC website. There's not really an article. They did talk to a couple of parents about it, but the general consensus is that it's encouraging children to stop interacting with the real world and just completely stay immersed in their virtual world.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to hear more about this.
What
are people saying?
So despite the fact that Minecraft is simply an amazing evolution of the Lego concept for the modern age, the moral panic starting the game never seems to stop. The latest case in point is over at the BBC, where the outlet implies that it has heard all of the pro-Minecraft arguments before. It's just choosing to ignore them in order to portray the game as an unpoliced virtual reality hellscape that's rotting the brains of children everywhere.
As a what? Hellscape?
As a unpoliced virtual reality hellscape.
There's no police in we need to create the Minecraft police force.
They might mine all night long. How dare they? While there have been some good points embedded within, there are notably more bad ones, like the argument that kids should instead be reading, because reading engages imagination and builds character.
But don't read on a bus, because that's dangerous.
Because other kids might stand up and look over your shoulder and put themselves in danger.
There's also no Netflix police. So, you know, like if somebody's sitting there binge-watching some TV show on Netflix...
Right.
There's nothing saying, you've been watching television for 14 hours. Are you okay? Have you gotten up out of your chair at all today? Like, that doesn't happen.
Well, if you watch Netflix for, I want to say, it depends on the episode and how long it is, but I believe after an hour or two, there is a little pop-up that says, are you still watching Netflix? So it does force you to
I had seen that. Like, I've seen something like that. I don't know if it was in a video game somewhere.
But, like, if you have autoplay... set to where it just automatically goes to the next episode.
Well, it will automatically keep playing, but it's embedded in the program itself. Say, in my PS3, if I'm watching a particular episode, it will play maybe two episodes, but then it will say, are you still watching? And then I have to get up, grab my remote, press the center button to turn on the remote, and then say, yes, I'm still watching.
Okay, that's why you don't have autoplay. That way you have to manually press a button, then it doesn't come up with a pop-up.
Well, it's actually smart for Netflix because they're paying for all that bandwidth, so they're not going to want to keep streaming to someone who's passed out on the couch.
Right, but my point is, it doesn't make sense to have the autoplay on, and then you have to pop something up to stop the streaming. It would make more sense to, if you watch one episode, and you want to watch the second episode,
to
after the end of the first one, press a button to watch the second one.
Well,
isn't that what you're describing happens?
No. You can turn on autoplay, so it finishes episode one and automatically begins episode two.
But what she's saying is after two episodes, it'll stop.
It depends on the program. If it's, say, Amazon Instant Video or if it's Netflix, and it also depends if you're playing it on Xbox or PS3, because they're slightly different in how they stream the video to you.
But at some point, they're going to stop and say, hey, are you still there?
Are you still watching it?
Because you haven't input anything at all in a certain period of
time. That's why I'm saying, instead of having this pop-up come up, just have the person have to press a button to begin the second episode.
What's the difference?
The difference is...
You have to press a button on the pop-up.
Right, but the difference is the pop-up is going to only pop up after it automatically plays a couple of things. Where after episode one, like say you fell asleep in the middle of episode one, if you don't have autoplay turned on, episode two never comes on.
Right.
With autoplay, episode two comes on, then episode three comes on,
not
and somewhere during the episode three, it pops up.
I see. You're saying it should pop up more often.
I'm not saying there should be a pop-up. Yeah, I'm saying you should have to press a button to watch the next video.
Which is the same thing.
It's not the same thing. You're trying to say it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
It sounds very similar to me. What you're saying is it would stop playing the video until you give some sort of user input, whether it's a button on the screen or a button on a keyboard. What the hell's the difference?
Like the new, I hate the new autoplay feature on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I turned that off real fast.
Right, so it would be the same thing, except
it
would
playing.
Pop up in the middle. And that's what Netflix will do.
Okay.
Except
so
in like
is
the middle of the third episode.
No. It does it after the show. When did it ever come up in the middle of a show?
See?
When did I say that?
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you said during the third show.
No, I said after the show's before the next one gets
same thing.
Pain.
Same. So it was just a miscommunication.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were saying like it pops up in the middle of the show.
No,
are you
after
still watching?
Like one or two episodes, after it's done, it will pop up saying, are you still watching Netflix?
Right, because they don't want to keep streaming to you. Like, because so many people in the past with cable television will just leave their TV on all day and walk around their house. They're not watching the TV.
Right. They want the background noise.
Yeah. So, and I imagine Netflix does not want to encourage that behavior because it costs them more money. So, anyway, where were we on this Minecraft thing?
So, TechDirect quotes BBC Now as saying, I concede the point, but say that it's two-dimensional and that children should be exercising more than their mouse fingers. The other side asks why it is any worse than reading for hours at a time. Because, I say, reading allows you to imaginatively inhabit other minds. The opposition implies that...
Inhabit other minds when you read?
Inhabit other minds, yeah.
I don't know what that's all about, but it's certainly imaginative to build things, right? Like when you're in Minecraft.
That's the whole point
of
Minecraft.
You have to use imagination
just
in order to
create.
Just like
your imagination to figure out the world in the book that you're reading.
Yeah, it sounds to me like they're very similar, but let's continue here in a moment. Our toll-free number, there's more, yes?
Yes, there is.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Are you somebody who thinks Minecraft is dangerous for children? We'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you're invited here to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, especially if you agree with the BBC post that Danica is referencing here tonight, as reported on by TechDirt. The BBC post saying that Minecraft is bad for kids.
Right, it's encouraging them to stay in a virtual world and not try and develop any other social skills, essentially.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be the most social skills developing thing.
Oh,
but,
I totally agree. But
the claim that you wouldn't be using your imagination in a game like Minecraft is ridiculous. I mean, certainly there's some dumb games out there, and but the Minecraft doesn't seem to be one of them.
Right, and the fact that the BBC has purposely said, oh, we hear all the good things about it, but we're just going to ignore it and talk about the bad things.
So do you happen to know, I know you're reading from TechDirt, but do you happen to know the BBC article that it's referencing? Is it an opinion piece by one of the BBC's writers? Because it doesn't sound like news, right? It just sounds like one of their columnists something like that.
It's part of the BBC magazine on their website, yes. And the title is, Should Parents Ever Worry About Minecraft?
Okay.
So, and, you know, and I totally agree that there are certainly some valid points, but to just completely disregard it and automatically label it as a bad thing without even trying to understand what's the draw to Minecraft, what are the good things that it can do, because I believe that the good things that Minecraft can do totally outweigh the bad.
Well, not everybody who is a young person is the most sociable of characters, and
sure.
It could be that these video games allow for them to communicate with others that they would not normally communicate with in their regular lives. And, you know, for better or for worse, you know, some kids just aren't the most sociable characters, right? Like, I mean, that's just, maybe it was the way they were raised or whatever.
Right, and some kids have different hobbies, and there's not everyone wants to go play on junior baseball team. Not everybody wants to go take karate lessons. Some kids want to learn how to play video
games. None of which are social either, by the way. I mean, if you're kicking somebody, I wouldn't consider that to be a particularly social thing. And, you know, kicking a ball around isn't really socializing either.
But kicking a ball around or playing any other sport, if it's a team sport, it does teach how to cooperate with other people.
It also teaches hatred of the other team.
Am I not in a team when I'm going to go fight the Ender Dragon? I definitely have to use team building skills. Otherwise,
you can't fight it alone.
We're
right?
all gonna die.
Yeah. So I did find a story from the BBC that may have prompted the opinion piece.
All right, I want to get into it here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about the Pocket Power Plus. Because if you are the average person in the United States, you probably have a smartphone, and it's probably gone dead on you at some inconvenient times. But if you get the Pocket Power Plus, you don't have to worry about that, because it's a breakthrough in portable power technology that is so powerful that in some circumstances it can actually jumpstart a car. No, really, they give you jumper cables with the accessory pack for the Pocket Power Plus. It also has most of the adapters you'll probably need for it to charge your smartphone or even your laptop. This is an incredible device, and it'll help you out in a lot of circumstances. You can go and learn more about it and get yours at half off by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. And use coupon code FTL. You'll save even more. This really does fit in a pocket. You can also easily stow it in your glove box, your purse, perhaps, or briefcase. You're going to want to have this with you so you can help keep your devices charged up when you need them the most. So go to PocketPowerPlus9.com to get yours. And again, don't forget to use coupon code FTL to save even more at PocketPowerPlus9.com. Daryl, what is it that you found?
All right, so before I get into the thing that I found, I just want to sort of respond to something that you said that I think is a totally fallacious argument.
Okay.
That what? Sports teach hatred of other people. That is absolutely ludicrous. Sports is competition. You don't have to hate the competition.
Look at the
in order to be competitive.
Fans. The sports fans hate those other teams, like the Yankees versus the Red Sox.
Oh yeah, I mean, huge rivalry.
Right, they divide off. They sit on one side versus the other side. They spit on each other's cars and things like that.
Those are the fans, not the players.
You don't think that there's some of that rubs off on the players, that there's not rivalries between the teams, between the players?
I played sports in high school.
Okay.
And yes, there's rivalries, but I also hung out and went to church with players from other teams.
And didn't you just want to just get knocked on them?
It was good-natured rivalries.
What was that, Danica?
Didn't you just want to just bash their heads in at some point, though?
If it was during the middle of a football game, then yeah, I wanted to, do whatever it was that we needed to do to win.
So they were professional enough not to take the competition outside of the game then.
Right.
Mm. Okay, that's good.
You compete on the field, and afterwards you go hang out and do whatever it is that you do.
So what you're saying is the behavior of the fans and the parents are not necessarily reflective of the people on the teams, because some of the parents are
absolutely
the worst, right?
Oh,
I mean, you've
yes.
seen this, right? Where
yes.
the parents will fight each other over their kids on the field.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've also seen signs at sports fields that remind the parents, these are kids, and it's just a game. Yeah.
How many times, and I've never been to a LAN party before, but I've heard about them.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you see parents fighting each other over, their kids beating each other at a game at a LAN party?
Depends on the age range of the kids, but the ones that I went to, we were in our teenage years, and the parents pretty much left us alone.
How many times do you see the nerds at the LAN party beating each other up?
Very, very rarely.
Yeah.
But it does happen.
Very rarely. Like I can't think of anything that would happen. If anything, they would probably just yell, dude, you totally ganked my kill. How dare you? Like, they'd get mad.
I don't know what that means.
they get mad at taking someone else's honor points or kill in the game, and that would probably be the most of it. I mean, and you may get aggro from a beast or something, and then you would get wiped out at the next poll. But that's pretty much the extent of it.
All I'm saying is, Daryl, I'm taking you at your word because you've been on sports teams before, that the people on the teams are more professional about it than the parents or the people in the stadium, the fans.
That's been my experience.
So certainly we'll take your word at that. But there's no doubt in my mind that for all of the crap talk that people who play video games get about, it's violent, it encourages violence. the people that are fans and parents of the sports teams seem far more violent or have a proclivity towards violence than the people who play the video games or the parents of the people playing video games. I would say that the people playing the video games have less of an issue with being violent than the people watching sports.
I would probably agree with that.
I would definitely agree.
So let me get into this story real quick. Also from the BBC, from the beginning of March, a Turkish Family and Social Policies Ministry said that the game Minecraft promoted violence. And there were conflicting reports about what action the government in Turkey was planning to take. Some said it would ask a court to ban the game outright.
This.
Others said that it would ask Microsoft to edit the game. According to the Habertürk newspaper, the Turkish Family and Social Policies Ministry, a report from them said, quote, although the game can be seen as encouraging creativity in children by letting them build houses, farmlands, and bridges, mobs, hostile creatures must be killed in order to protect these structures.
Oh, my
in
gosh.
Short, the game is based on violence.
Hmm.
And then it goes on to talk about social isolation and, you know, other things that is being talked about in this other BBC article.
Yeah, if you want to have the monsters come after you, by all means, you can create that if you want. You can also make it so that it's easy and that they do not aggro on you. Oh, people.
All right.
What is aggro?
Oh, aggravate. You're aggravating the monsters to attack you.
Okay. I'm sure that there's a bunch of other people that had no clue what aggro meant.
Okay.
All right. So, Danica, was there more to the tech dirt story that you wanted to share?
Yes, there's a couple more. So, continuing the quote from the BBC article that it was saying, because I say reading allows you to imaginatively inhabit other minds, the opposition implies that this is the latest moral panic and that some Stone Age elders probably thought the world was going to the dogs when people stopped just staring at the fire and started telling each other stories. The author pretty clearly sees the lips of the opposition moving. He just can't apparently be bothered to actually hear what they're saying. Of course, it makes sense to encourage kids to read as well as play games, but to dismiss Minecraft as an unimaginative shows a total misunderstanding of the massive cooperative world building that occurs in the game. Instead of actually playing the game and trying to understand it, the entire article is doused in fear whether Minecraft is negatively influencing kids. The only concessions towards admitting the game's benefits come via gems like this. And this comes into the whole autistic thing that we were talking just a little bit ago. So when we come back, I'll tell more about that.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I like the suggestion that the people who want to S-talk a game should try it. They should try playing it and then really see what they think about it. Because a lot of people will talk crap without really having any idea what they're talking about.
Absolutely.
More on the way here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger, the G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants and there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. O Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.